Well, another Toy Story film, another existential threat to the survival of our playful friends.
Is it as bad out there for toys as they say it is?
We're finding more abandoned toys each day.
We're down!
Tex invaded our house, too.
I don't know, Jesse. Toys are for play, but tech is...
It's for everything.
I'm losing Bonnie to this device.
Toy Story 5's baddie is a piece of tech, the lily pad. Not sure how the producers got that one past the lawyers. The film looks set to dramatise a real-world fear among parents. The traditional play can't compete with the lure of technology. But what exactly do toys offer children that tech can't? Julia DeLapp is director of the Centre for Teaching, Learning and Assessment at Eastern Connecticut State University in America. She led a research programme into how preschool children play. It involved more than 100 different toys and ran for over a decade. She's been telling me about the wonderfully named, melodic-sounding Timpani toy study.
For 10 years, we did a study where we looked at how children interacted with toys in a preschool classroom. So it was a very naturalistic study where we videotaped them playing with different toys. And we looked at how different toys affected their social interaction, their creativity, their problem solving, and their verbal skills.
Can you give me some examples of toys and the effect they had on those things?
Sure. So we found that the toys that did the best overall in all of those categories were very open-ended toys. So Tinker Toys did very well. They're little tubes that you can stick into kind of a wheel, and so you can make anything you want. And
right.
So we saw children making umbrellas and measuring tapes, and construction toys in general did really well. You know, we would see children take hardwood blocks and turn them into cell phones, pieces of food, you know, so they really had to use their imagination. And of course, then they would construct things. And so they had to decide, I'm going to make a zoo, and these blocks are going to be the fence of the zoo, and these blocks are going to be one of the animals. And
so there has to be imagination, and there has to be agreement with the other children to kind of buy into what this child thinks those things are going to be.
That is very key. So one of the things that children learn when they're playing with these kinds of toys is how to negotiate and how to interact with their peers. So when they start building something, they have to explain, I'm building a zoo and the zebra is going to go here. And now this person is going to come in and say, oh, I'm afraid of the zebra. Or they come up with these very elaborate stories. And then another child will say, no, I think we should have the lion come in and eat the zebra.
What about with dolls?
Dolls, animals, and even little cars, because children will play with them as if they are people, they create these very rich narrative stories. So children have to think about, what do I want this character to do? How would this character act in this certain situation? They had to engage in some self-regulation, which is a very important executive function skill that they need for doing well in life later on and in school, because they had to think, my character, this baby that I'm holding or this doll would do this in this situation, which might be different from how I would do it.
So the doll could be naughty and I'm not being naughty, even though I'm the one who's making the doll be naughty.
Exactly. Or if the doll is playing the teacher is going to act this way. I'm not a teacher, so I have to imagine how this teacher is going to act, and I have to act like that teacher, not the way I would do it.
Now, let's tie it back to Toy Story. I mean, it's yet another threat to the toys. This time the threat is tech, and in particular, the wonderfully named lily pad. What is your take based on the study of the impact of tech on play?
The thing with a lot of technology is it does things for children. It's much more passive play. There are certainly things that children learn while they're using those tools, but the more actively engaged children are in doing things themselves, the more that's going on in their brains. Einstein said, play is the highest form of research. And that's because children are little researchers. They are constantly sort of testing out what's going to work, what doesn't work. And, you know, one thing I loved about that trailer for Toy Story is in the very beginning, the girl Bonnie has this elaborate wedding scene where she's created a bride out of a knife and a groom out of a fork, and the bride has a veil made out of toilet paper. I mean, she had a vision that she had to figure out how she could bring that to life. She didn't have a bride doll. She didn't have a groom doll. So she found a knife and a spork.
And then she's given a tablet.
Right. I think there is certainly room for some technology, particularly as kids get a little bit older. I mean, in our study, we did look at two different kinds of cash registers. And one was a cash register that as you pushed buttons, it made noises and it beeped. And children lost interest with that very, very quickly.
Really?
Yes. But we had a wooden cash register that did much better. And the reason was that the children stopped focusing on how to make it make noise and quickly turned it into part of their play narrative. And so instead of just being this object that they were like, how can I get it to beep at me or to make the drawer come out? It was, I'm a store manager. Would you like to buy some peanuts?
That's Julia DeLapp at Eastern Connecticut State University in America talking about her research into play.